Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to invite on our night out?
Who?
The one and only Robbie Savage.
Yeah.
And he's here. So let's bring him in. Robbie Savage. He once was the most hated man in football, and now he's a dancer. He once had a spout with Dion Dublin, but now he's a dancer. Look at him go. Look at him move. Oh, he's broken his nose on the camera. He used to play for football, but now he's a dancer. He was going to sign for Leeds United, but they didn't go for him. Now he's on the dancing show. It's Robbie Savage. Morning, Robbie.
Morning.
How are you? Are you all right?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Yeah? Oh, let's get quiet.
Yeah, very well.
Then. You must be shattered.
This week's especially
move that mic a little bit nearer. I can hardly. I want it. Just pull it near you, and then you can still sit back.
It doesn't stay.
Move it really close. You can sit back in your chair. There you go. Stick there it right are. In front of your mouth, Robbie. I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard that.
Mm.
So, how tired are you?
Very tired. It's a double dance this week. We're starting with a
double dance. You can't even do one.
I know. It's a swingathon.
Is it?
Which really interests me.
I bet.
I was going to say.
Oh, with you being a footballer and all.
Ever had that before? No.
A swingathon?
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately.
Yeah. One of the few hasn't. So what are the dances this week?
It's a jive, and I'm doing a samba.
Oh.
Which is very, very hard.
Samba, that'll be shirt off, that will be.
No, it's not. It's my song is You Sexy Thing, believe it or not.
Oh, Hot Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hot Chocolate. And I want to do it at the end, rip my pants off, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed yet. You know, like the 4 months...
Not in front of Craig.
Well, not hopefully, but might get a few complaints.
By the way, to balance that out, I meant to ring you the other week and say, you know when you did... You jumped on the stage and you did the gyrating the hips in front of Craig Revel-Hallward. Three people complained and the BBC almost went into meltdown, right? And Craig didn't. Craig was a good sport with it, and it was only a bit of fun, and it was nothing rude about it at all. It was all blown out of proportion, as far as I'm concerned. However, to address the balance, I think Ola should jump up on the desk tomorrow, right, and take a bra off in front of Len.
You know, fair's fair, because otherwise it'd be accused of being sexist, wouldn't it? You know?
Yeah,
it's all about balance.
I think the cat suit was enough for Ola last week. Yeah. That cat suit. That was a famous cat
then,
suit.
And Bruce should moon Alicia. Oh, nice to see me. To see me. Cheeks. But you're loving it though, aren't you?
Yeah, it's... I'm up against it now. You know, I'm...
You're up against it every week.
Yeah, every week.
Every week you think you're going.
This week is, you know, Anita's... As you were saying before, she might go out. I think she'll stay in because her partner, Robin...
Right.
He's been in hospital with a foot infection, so Brendan Cole's dancing with Anita.
Ah, but, oh, see.
I'm going to have to take a rescue dog or something into.
You're going to have to. Yeah. You're going to have to go.
I think it's time.
I'm a little bit tired this week because I was helping old ladies cross the road.
Yeah. And I've just taken in an orphan puppy and all that stuff. You're going to have to do that as part of, you see, because everyone needs a story, don't they, for the week.
This is my week to lay on the sympathy.
Yeah,
thing
I think
because
so.
Because I am swimming against the tide this week, especially with the samba.
Are you struggling with the samba?
Yeah, mate, it's... Really difficult.
Well, sure. You've got to be loose, I would imagine. You've got to really be loose and relaxed.
Yeah, and you've got to... It's a bounce. You've got to bounce and your feet. It's not just...
I bounce everywhere, Robbie. It's not a problem for me.
As much as anything else, though, I mean, regardless of the technical aspect of whatever dance it is, it's just the fact that you've got two dances to learn. That in itself must be really tricky.
Well, the swingathon, all seven couples go on the floor to start with.
Oh, really?
And then what happens is it's the same tune for everybody.
Yeah.
And then the judges... hold your board up and say, can Robbie and Ola please leave the floor?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're first out, you get 1 point. If you're last on, you get 7 points.
I see.
Right.
Mm. So, you know, all the couples are close together. I just hope I'm next to Jason and Harry so I can two-foot them out the way.
Yeah, trip them up.
See you. Off you go.
Bosh. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sliding tackle.
Yeah,
bang.
Yeah. Donovan and Judd are going down.
Yeah. Studs up.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous?
Oh, incredibly!
Really,
you've seen me in the donut.
Oh, the donut, by the way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, talk about quotes. Swingathon, and you see me in the donut.
You see me in a donut. I bloody well haven't.
Yeah, the donut is a BBC Television Centre where they actually film Strictly Come Dancing, isn't it?
And the studios are in a big circle.
Yeah,
yeah.
And in the middle of that is like where everyone, all the staff go and have their lunch and just chill out and everything. It's what you do.
It's known as a donut.
Yeah. It's so nerve wracking. But now, Wembley last week was amazing.
Yeah, wow. You wanted to get to Wembley, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Bet you did.
That was the third time there.
Robbie looked very excited, by the way, when they were reading who was through in no particular order. Robbie Knowles. His face was like, wow, God, yes!
I didn't think I was going to do it. Didn't think I was going to do it, because when Anita got called up last week,
yeah,
I spoke to Anita afterwards. She said if you'd have got called up first, she'd have been panicking. And I was panicking when she got called up. And God love her, she was brilliant. And they're all good, but I think there's a difference now. There's three exceptional dancers.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Harry and Jason. Mm-hmm. And then there's Alex has done great.
Yep.
Then there's Anita, Holly, and then there's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a non-dancer. Non-dancer.
But listen, it's anybody's now. You know, it genuinely is. It's anybody's.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you couldn't go all the way.
It's, for me, it's down to the public now.
Yeah.
It's not about the judges' score, because I believe I'll be bottom of the leaderboard on Saturday because of my dance. But...
But you don't know that, though, you know?
So it's... So here's who's gone so far.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, after the first ever show, Robbie was like, I don't know why I agreed to do this. This is stupid. I'm rubbish. I made an idiot of myself. And proper, weren't you? You were really down.
You were really down.
Yeah.
God, it was like you having a breakdown on Twitter.
Mm.
I shouldn't have done it. Let myself down. I'm an idiot. Blah. Well, like that. What's wrong with you?
And I was.
I got that. I saw that one morning. And you know, I woke up looking at Twitter and all this stuff. And I was like, right, I sent you a text. Yeah. Right, get a grip. Blah, blah, blah. You've done great. You know, just... It'll work out.
Your phone must be just full of people sending you messages going, sort yourself out, grow a pair and get on the dance floor.
Every
that's what
Saturday
I sent
night.
You.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
did.
I sent you last week.
Massively. And you're
by
right,
the way,
you're both right.
While we're on this subject, can you stop ringing me on a Saturday morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning? It's my one day of the week I get to lie in, and every ruddy week Robbie's ringing me. Ring, ring. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. What time? Quarter past 8. Savage comes up on my phone.
Yeah, a little support I can, Christopher.
No, I know, but like, wait until I'm awake.
Okay, sorry, I won't do it again. Sorry.
Dan Lobb, gone. Edwina Curry, gone. Rory Bremner, gone. Nancy Dell'Elio, gone. Lulu, gone. Audley Harrison, took a while, but gone.
Mm.
And then Russell Grant. Lovely Russell.
Oh, must be a shame that he's out now, because he was a mate of yours, wasn't he?
He got fired out of a big purple thing, didn't he?
And a Calvin Cannon.
Big cannon. Big cannon.
You should have seen Russell's face when they said to him, now, Russell, we've got this massive big pink thing, and he went like that. Ooh!
And you're going in it.
Yeah.
He's a lovely, lovely guy.
No, you said that from the word go, haven't
top
you?
Man, I was surprised he went out. Very surprised.
Yeah, me too. Me
very
too.
Very surprised. Never in the bottom two.
No.
His dance, and he was more flexible than people thought.
Mm.
He was very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Strictly was made for people like him.
Absolutely.
So for me, somebody like that should win it.
Well, Russell?
Or somebody of that... Never had any musically theatre.
That's right.
Yeah,
theatrical
is the word.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, danced before, and I think that's what Strictly's all about.
Jason Donovan's a liar. He said, "Oh, Chris, I'm rubbish. I can't dance." And look at him going now.
He's done loads of stage work, though. We said that before.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's very good.
And to be fair, he trains so hard, and everybody does. Whoever wins this show. Will deserve to, because the hours...
You can't fluke it, can you?
Can't fluke it.
I mean,
it.
There's no way of possibly doing
it. 60 hours a week. Takes over your life. You know with the dancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Takes over your life. And what a year to do it this year, you know? Smashing the X Factor.
Yeah.
I know, that's because of you.
Well...
It's a savage factor.
That's what it is.
the savage effect.
The Wembley show was... You imagine that 6,500 people, you know, and it was like... Wow.
Amazing.
It was amazing. It's like a rock star.
It's a good idea doing the show from Wembley. Mm. Well, X Factor should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Should have done. Now, how is Mrs. Savage with it all?
Okay.
Now, is she loving the new you, the new physique?
To be fair, I've lost 9 pounds. I had a bug last week.
Right.
Lost 5 pounds. I was throwing up all night.
Oh, give it to me, will you, for God's sake. Breathe on me.
I've lost 9 pounds all
night. Lick my face, something. Love to lose 5 pounds. I'd love to lose 5 pounds in a year.
Yeah. Mate, you're looking good. You are looking good.
I'm trying.
No, you put yourself down too much. They're decent guns. Seriously.
Do you want a couple of tickets to the gun show?
Woohoo!
They're decent.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah, you look alright.
But look at the moobs. Still there, look. Still there. Can't get them down. Seriously, it's a nightmare. I'm like Mark Viduka. Oh, Lord. Hey, Alan, like Mark Viduka.
Right.
He, he thinks that's what you get when you go swimming.
Wear a special sock.
Yeah. The Viduka sock.
Yeah. Special sock.
Well, God love your missus.
Yeah, it's hard for the, it's hard for the partners.
But she must be delighted, though, because you've got Ola, who's obviously famously gay. She's a lesbian dancer. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, there's nothing to worry about. Morning, James. So that Ola's husband dances on the show. Ola's
I know, yeah,
James.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, James Jordan?
Yeah, James Jordan. So that's weird, that.
Very weird.
But that's great, though, because he completely understands that it's just dancing.
Well, it's the whole show. You know, I've made so many good friends on it, you know. So many good friends. And you're just close to them all. There's nothing in it with anybody. You just have fun. Yeah. You just, you know, you're their mates. You're working with people for 3 months of your life. And you become friends with people. Very good friends.
You must have had the situation, though, where you're doing stuff like, you know, sort of moves and lifts and whatever, where her other half is there and you're there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you're like, there sort of grappling with his wife.
It's like the one on Saturday when I spun her around my neck.
Yeah.
You know, and it was some very difficult situations and training.
And then suddenly husband walks in and you're like, hello.
Yeah, I just pictured it when I had it around my neck. If her husband walked in.
But you know what? But that's the nice thing, because he does exactly the same. He's a dancer, so he would walk in and go, like a bloke might go, all right, hey, oh, that's my missus, that. He'd walk in and go, no, mate, you're doing it wrong. What you want to do is your shoulder needs to come forward when you do the spin.
It does, to be fair. He helps so much.
Yeah. I had that with Frankie, my skating partner, and her other half would turn up, and he's massive, you know, and there would be me, and you almost feel like, I'm not doing anything. You know.
And he's a semi-professional skater as well, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's a great show. I'm so glad I've done it. So glad.
So are we.
Well, told you you'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I just don't like the celebrity lifestyle. It's not me.
But you're not really living a celebrity lifestyle, because you're training 60 hours.
I've been getting followed off the press.
Really?
Outside my hotel room.
You don't need
You know,
that.
I've had mates down. I've had fun. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's like they're following you. It's not me, and it's, you know, it's...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's... what it is.
But that's the life you got to live, I think, when you're like this. But it's not, I don't like it. It must be hard for people like you.
Well, do you know what? Well, you know, I don't go anywhere. I hide in the house. I go to the pub, and that's about it. But and there are elements you do like the spray tan. I bet you're loving it.
I absolutely love the spray tan. I'm gonna have a double dip this week.
Are you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going for the brownest I could possibly be this week.
Wow. Brucey will be upset with you.
If you're going to do it, do it properly, I think.
Yeah, why not?
You know, there's no point in like going slightly brown. Go full on.
I've gone for the guy liner.
Have you?
Oh.
Yeah. Just make my eyes look a bit bluer, which is hard to...
Well, sure.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got beautiful eyes.
You've got gorgeous, Robbie. Yeah, lovely, deep blue eyes you have.
Thank you.
They're really pretty.
Difficult to make them any
so
better.
So handsome. Look at you.
Well,
wow.
Not bad for 37.
Unbelievable. I know.
Thank you.
You're so old.
37.
Mm.
Wow.
See, do you even remember being my age, 24? Do you even remember those days?
Are you the same age as me?
24.
24?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Yeah, you've got 13 years on us, Robert.
That's what I say to Harry.
Grandad.
You know, Harry's...
I know.
He's got a great physique.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got 13 years on him.
Yeah. He's ugly, though, isn't he? That's
he's,
you know,
Alan's giving me a note saying, can we stop it with complimenting each other? This is getting way too camp for me. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's strictly.
Can we push up a bit, please? Come on now.
Alan's sitting in the corner of the studio reading Zoo magazine. Whoa, look at these.
Lucy Pinder.
Well, look, we're going to do the news. So, Robbie, get out of the chair. Let Dominic get in. And we'll come back with more of Mr. Robbie Savage.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
It's 8:45. Please welcome your hosts, Bruce Forsyth and Tess Daly.
Our couples this week. Couples.
And here is Robbie Savage. Robbie Savage.
Oh, Tess is such a lovely lady.
Isn't he nice? He's a cracking fella. Big Bird.
She is lovely. I'm Vernon. I danced with Vernon last week.
To what?
I danced with Vernon.
I know, you did?
Yeah. He found it so hard. Do you know when you put your foot down, you think you're going to dance, you just think, right, I'll put my foot down.
Vernon Kay's never put his foot down in his life. What are you talking about?
You have to go, like, toe flat.
Well, yes.
It's weird, mate. You put your toe and then your foot.
I'm flat-footed. Could I still dance?
I'm flat-footed.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very flat-footed.
I never knew that.
You've not seen me play football?
Well, yeah, but... Well, I saw you diving around and knocking people over a bit.
Flat-footed.
Do you wear orthotics then? Did you wear orthotics when you played?
No, I didn't need to. No,
why?
I didn't need to.
But you've got no... Did you have... You must, but you've got no arch in your foot.
I just had a trampoline in my boots.
Right. Whatever that means.
Springy feet. Right?
Springy feet.
So... Who's been, out of all your footballing mates, are you getting much support from them?
Everyone. It's amazing. Even, like, people like Jack Wilshere. Roberto Mancini said, I'm not name-dropping him.
Oh, go on, you got her.
But before the derby, when they beat United 6-1, mm-hmm. he was asked a question in his press conference, what are you doing tonight? He said, well, win, lose or draw, I'm going to go home and watch my friend Robbie on the Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That is unbelievable. But Rio, Jack Wilshere, Joey Barton.
Oh, my God. I mean, Rio, you can just see Rio sitting there, kids to bed. All right, let's cheer myself up. Let's watch Robbie on
Strictly. He loves it all, you know. He loves the X Factor as well. He's into
everything, isn't he?
He should do Strictly. He's a good dancer.
He'd be good. I think he'd be good, Rio.
He'd take it proper serious.
Of course he would. But you know, but I think that any professional sports person takes it seriously.
By the way, can I just say,
nature, isn't it?
I just need to interrupt because I'll forget to say this. We were meant to play Kasabian because we mentioned we were playing Kasabian. Then I said, we'll play Katy Perry first, then Kasabian. I'll leave the studio. Alad plays Chasing Status.
Sorry.
That's all Alad's fault.
That was my fault.
You idiot. Now I've got to play Kasabian now before 9 o'clock.
Well, we can't. We've got an exclusive. No.
What? We've got the X Factor song, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, that, you're going to have to send all your messages to Alad, by the way. That was him, if you want to hear Kasabian.
Chris DJ Moles.
I seen Alad in the jungle.
Did you?
Yeah, it's Chris Stoney was in the jungle, wasn't he?
On the telly, yeah. On
he just disappeared to Australia and never told us.
Just surprised everyone.
See, would you do the jungle?
Not a chance.
I couldn't do that.
Robbie, I'm scared of heights, I'm scared of the dark, and I'm scared of creepy crawlies, and I'm scared of kangaroo nuts. Now, I don't want to go anywhere near any of that. I would be pointless me going on. You know, Sunita goes on and she just goes, oh, God! So why did you go on the show, love? Yeah. Why did you do that?
She was scared of a box.
Oh, my God. No comment. I mean, I could.
Alad, would you do it?
I'm scared of many things also.
I mean, you know, in the middle of the night in that jungle, you don't know what's going to come and leap on top of you.
That'd be a snake.
Well, maybe I should go.
Those boxes are scary.
I bet.
Oh, man. Yeah,
telling me.
Well, anyway, let's play the Strictly Come Dancing game with Robbie Savage. Gonna play the judges scoring game?
Right.
How many weeks have you been on Strictly so far?
It's week 9 on Saturday.
Right, okay. So, you watch everyone else dance. You watch yourself, you know, you see how the judges score.
Yep.
But have you ever seen a pattern in how it works? Let's find out. These are scores from Strictly, from this for series. We're not editing them, it's all true. So let's start off. The judges' scores are in. Craig Revel-Horwood.
4.
4. Mm. Now, if Craig gave someone a 4, what do you think Len would give them, Robbie?
A 7.
A 7?
Wow.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
4.
Ben Goodman.
7.
Oh! All right, so if Craig goes for a 4 and Len goes for a 7, what would Alicia do?
I think she'd go with Len.
You think? Dave?
I think she might go slightly lower. I think she might go 6.
Alad?
I think 6 as well.
Okay, Alad's going for a 6. I'm going to go for a 7 as well. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
4.
Ben Goodman.
7.
Alicia Dixon.
Keith Frostin.
Yay! Was that 8?
Frosties, wow. What?
8, I think.
Keith Frosties.
I don't know. What was that?
Alicia Dixon.
Keith Frostin.
Keith Thrusting or Keith Frosting?
Keith Thrusting.
And then Bruno would say...
These are separate dances then, aren't they? Because...
No.
That's the same dance. Yeah.
Same dance.
4, 7, 8, 7.
Bruno Tognoli.
7.
Yay! Well done.
It's a good game, isn't it?
All right, round 2. I don't know who the dancer is. Let's go for Craig.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
6.
Ooh, that's a big score from Craig.
I'm going 8.
I'm with you.
8 as well.
Yeah.
There's always
be 7 to be 7.
Different.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
6.
Ben Goodman.
7.
Oh! All right, Alan, just you then. What was Alicia going to do?
She's going to go 8.
Alicia Dixon.
7.
Ah,
you're out.
So if Len says 7, Alicia says 7, what does Bruno say?
7.
And Bruno Tognoli.
7.
Yes! You like this game, couldn't it? All right. Here are the scores for Robbie Savage from Craig Revel Horwood from the entire series. Yeah.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Craig Revel Horwood.
6.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Craig Revel Horwood.
4.
Do you think he's mean to me?
No, I think he likes you a lot. I do, I think he likes you.
He passed his driving test, you know.
Who?
Craig Revel Horwood.
Get lost, he's about 60.
He did, he passed it.
It's hardly worth him starting now.
Yes, what's the point? Me.
I just hope I pull up next to him in the lights. Just in his little 1.1 Fiesta. screaming, fluffy dice, pink cushions. You can imagine now, and I'm just going to go, all right, Craig, have that. The 5-litre car zooms off. See you, Craig. Eat my dust, baby.
He won't be bothered.
I'd love it. I just love it. I mean, my dream come true.
You should just follow him around. And
Bruno, he loves you. Bruno, I love you. I love the... I love the Robbie with the chest and the dance and the thrust. Oh, mamma mia, ciao bella. Nom, nom. Is Craig your favourite judge?
Do you know what? I like Len as well. Len is...
Everyone loves
Len.
Yeah,
Len's brilliant.
He's a gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Lovely guy.
7!
But, there you go.
Oh, in the bar afterwards, they're all fantastic.
Well, Craig has a little drink afterwards, does he?
Yeah, he goes to the bar. He's a good guy. Did you see his heels he had on the other day? He had 6-inch heels on, man heels.
I could do with some of them.
Yeah. You could do with 10-inch heels.
You need those Simon Cowell heels, you do. Well, Robbie, I hope everyone votes for you on Saturday and keeps you in the show.
I've got my mum on the VT this week.
Oh.
We took Strictly Come Dancing to Mum.
I love your mum. I met Robbie's mum the first week of Strictly.
Yeah. How much does she like your mum?
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Oh. Are they like two peas in a pod?
Yes.
The same hair.
They could be sisters.
Honestly, it's incredible. Chris met my mum. She said, oh, my dear. She said, she looks so much like my mother. When I met Chris's mum, we cut in the show.
Exactly.
It was the double.
I know. They could be related.
Could have left with the wrong one.
I don't mind. I'll bring my mum down to London. You bring my mum to Wales.
Let's not go to the swing-a-thon.
8:54.
Anyway, right. So, good luck, Robbie.
Thank you. Thanks for the support, mate.
You're welcome. Yeah, listen, and it's great watching you. It's really good. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
And stick with it. And thank God, you know, you got a job out of when you retired from football. I mean, you're screwed once you get booted out. What are you going to do? Panto?
I got offered Panto.
Did you? Oh, no, you didn't.
Pinocchio.
Yes.
Pinocchio.
Oh, yes.
They're like Pinocchio in Stockport or somewhere.
It's a story about that fella from Liverpool. That's what it is. Right. Anyway, so look, everybody vote for Robbie on Saturday. We're going to play the X Factor finalists track. This is...